Got to find an answer to the guy who jumped in the center court circle with Chad Thompson, and that's Nick Heppner, who scored 30 on the Silver Streaks at John Field Gym back in December. United Township wins the tip. Overton on the left side gets it to Heppner, who immediately draws a triple team. Now kicks it back out to the left wing. Overton, top of the circle to Mitch Wright. Swings it right side under the wing. An open look for Jansen's three. Goes in and out. And on the weak side, that's Chad Thompson coming down with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Thompson has played bigger in recent days for the Silver Streaks. Not only the 40 that he put up on Blue Island Eisenhower last Saturday night, but just in terms of rebounding as well. And that's where he poses such a key for the Silver Streaks. Here's Garrett Williams for a long three. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound of the Panthers, Mitch Wright. Williams did not play in the first game back in December. He takes a quick shot in the opener, looking to make an early point here tonight. On the right wing, down low, Jansen gets it into Heppner. Good position. Then he missed the bunny, gets his own rebound, lost it on the way up. Streaks knocked it out of his hands and come away with the loose ball. Brandon Thompson leads the break up court. Down the lane, jump stop with the right hand, gets a friendly roll, and the Streaks score first.
Gels were doing a nice job on Heppner the last time. He did get the ball, but as soon as he put it up on the rim and brought it down, somebody got in the hand in there and stripped it. He's going to see a lot of traffic tonight. We're going to give up some opportunities elsewhere on the court, but I think it's a good move by Coach Reynolds. Don't let Heppner score 30 and beat us by himself. Make somebody else shoot the ball here tonight for United Township.
He has it on the outside now, outside the top of the arc, and Ryan McElmurray guarding him there. What a mismatch as Ryan stays on him, working around to the left wing. Now here's a long three by Overton, rims in and out, and McElmurray right there for the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg up 2-0, 6:10 to go first quarter. Brandon Thompson hits a three from the top of the circle, and it's 5-0 Galesburg.
You could tell Brandon was surprised when he got the ball. He was wide open. He doesn't get a clean look like that very often, and I don't think he'll probably get too many more tonight after he netted that one from just beyond the arc up high.
Thompson is guarding Nick Jansen on the defensive end. Overton gets a screen from Heppner around McElmurray. Now the pass goes right side to Hansen on the wing. He'll dribble it back out to the top of the arc. Swing it left side into the corner. Overton drives baseline. Might have gotten away with a travel, taking a step along the baseline. Missed shot in the lane, won't go. Heppner on the second offensive putback gets that one to go. Panthers are on the board at 5-2 now.
And once Heppner gets that position right under the basket, it's just hard to stop him. I mean, he's not a giant. He's plays 6'5", but he just really gets off his feet quickly and has a long reach.
Thompson pulls up inside the left arc. That won't go down. Heppner comes down with his third rebound already for the Panthers. First miss of the night for Brandon Thompson. 5-2 Galesburg, 5:10 to go first quarter. Between the circles, Overton. Now to the volleyball spike line right. Swing it left side over to Jansen, who shoots the 17-footer. And McElmurray skies in for the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Leads the break to the other end, to the top of the arc. Now pulls it back out into the midcourt circle, right into the large orange tee for United Township in the center court circle. McElmurray has it now on the right side in front of the Panther bench. Out to Brandon Thompson for three again. That one circles in and out. Williams down the lane, has it go off his hands, out of bounds, back to the Panthers.
You could tell Brandon when he let that one go, felt it was going in. He had that nice stroke, and it just rolled off the rim. Of course, United Township has had two of those already, two in and out from three-point land. So it's just 5-2, but another inch here or there, we could have a lot more points.
I thought it looked pretty good on the way from up here. We've got a nice bird's-eye view of the court from a more of a crow's nest kind of position. Here's a missed shot at the other end. Chad Thompson has picked the ball up off the floor as it looked like several players just sort of watched it go. Now at the other end, Williams cut off along the baseline, out to Chad Thompson. Passes up the three, coming off a career-high 40 points last Saturday night against the run-and-gun Blue Island Eisenhower Cardinals. Thompson with it now on the left wing, looking to drive in from the baseline, gets it over to Dalton Davis, slips, falls, loses the ball right into the hands of Dejon McDowell, who lays it up and missed it at the other end. Ball knocked out of Brandon Thompson's hands. Last touch by Thompson, according to the official. He can't believe it. Coach Mike Reynolds pleads his case, but the Panthers are going to get it back. Pretty tough call going against the Silver Streaks there. Exactly midway through the first quarter, it's 5-2 Galesburg. Deflected pass on the inbound. Jansen comes up with it for the Panthers as they briefly found Heppner in position in the lane, and the Streaks got in there and knocked it loose, preventing an easy shot. Now on the left side, Tavian Johnson lobs it into Heppner, draws a quadruple team, forced it up anyway, missed it. Chad Thompson with a rebound, leads the break to the other end. Davis out to Garrett Williams, 19-footer, in and out. Rebound Heppner. He has four rebounds in the game already. And a tough shot for Garrett Williams on that end. Looked like it one could go down. On the right side, Hansen brings it in from the right corner. Swings it over left side to Dejon McDowell. The junior passes it over to Hefner, fakes the 19-footer, drives inside the arc, puts it up and in over Chad Thompson and draws a foul. He could tie this game at the free throw line as Thompson draws his first.
Well, an example of Hefner's strength, because he's actually given an inch away to Chad Thompson. Thought about the shot out at the corner of the lane and thought, well, I've got one man on me. He just bowled his way in there, put the shot up over Chad, and got the foul. He's just physically stronger than anybody else on the court.
Not a bad free throw shooter either, as Hefner just under 70% on the season. For the three-point play, eyes it, and it's off the back of the rim, hits the front of the rim, and drops through. We're tied at five. First tie of the game after Galesburg scored the first five. The Panthers have now scored the last five. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Davis to Williams, outside the top of the arc, looking to pass it away. Gets it over to McElmurray on the right wing. Tries a crossover dribble, caught in the lane, gets called for traveling. Took the extra step as he picked up his dribble. First turnover on the Silver Streaks. Exactly 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Panthers now can get their first lead of the night.
Well, if this keeps up, we're going to have a very low-scoring game. I've got to think some of those shots, though, for both teams that have rimmed out are going to start to fall here pretty soon.
Overton walks it across midcourt. Again, we're keeping an eye on the IHSA sectionals at Rochelle, the wrestling sectionals. Here's a shot in the lane. Nope, they dump it down instead. Looks like they're going to call a foul or a lane violation.
I think a foul on Hefner.
Yep, I think it's a lane violation. The officials do not head over to the scoring table, so the second turnover on the Panthers, and he was very agreeable on the call as he pointed to the official and nodded his head and clapped his hands, and almost as if complimenting the official for not letting him get away with it. Heck of an effort by Dalton Davis after the Streaks turn it over to try to create a loose ball, but the Panthers do recover into the front court now. On the outside, Overton trying to drive in on McElmurray. Heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame show the Streaks were going to get physical on the guards on the perimeter tonight, see if they could get away with it as Rock Island did against the Silver Streaks last week. Here's a missed three by Hansen. Chad Thompson comes down with a rebound, then a foul over the back will go against the Panthers. That is the first team foul of United Township and number one on Tavian Johnson.
United Township really struggling from the field. 2 out of 12 right now.
And they've had several offensive opportunities, awesome offensive rebound putbacks. Some of those didn't go down. Aslan Butler into the game for the Silver Streaks. Chad Thompson gets a breather for Galesburg. Tied at five, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Cutoff. Back out. Under court circle. With a right hand, hesitation drive, and he's going to put up the shot. He gets called for traveling again. When he never gave up the dribble, I didn't think, and Coach Mike Reynolds throws his hands forward in disgust. He didn't agree with it either.
I really wasn't too sure about the traveling call he had the other time down here. One of the officials does not like his hesitation dribble, I think.
I guess.
Sometimes you run into that as a ball handler, and then you just kind of have to adjust your game to avoid getting called for turnovers all night.
Third turnover on the streak. In the near corner, the three-pointer for Mitch Wright drains it. 8 straight points now for the Panthers. They have their first lead of the game at 8-5. Under 90 seconds to play in quarter number one. Galesburg looking for its 23rd victory of the year and their fifth in the Western Big Six Conference. Three of their four losses have come outside of conference play, and their fourth loss, a non-conference game, was to a conference opponent. Garrett Williams to answer from the near corner. Missed it. Rebound by United Township into the front court, and a push by Dejon McDowell, knocking Garrett Williams to the deck, but they're going to call Garrett for guarding too closely instead. That's his first. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. So, Jim, you mentioned 2 of 12 for the Panthers. I have Galesburg only 2 of 7 in the first quarter, so they're not lighting it up either. 1 minute to go in the first quarter.
I'm going to say the Silver Streaks, again, we're kicking the ball out, but Garrett Williams way off the mark with that last one in the corner. So far, Brandon Thompson, the only one to have anything from outside.
Here's an air ball at the other end. As the Panthers force one up over Chad Thompson, the Silver Streaks come down with a rebound with Aslan Butler. Chad Thompson back into the game, so the Streaks going a little more size on the floor right now. Dalton Davis drives down the right side of the lane, forced it up and in off the glass. As United Township drew some contact trying to draw the charge foul, it was not called, and it was a heck of a job by Dalton to finish that one off. Now Tavian Johnson with it. Gives it off to Overton in the midcourt circle. Down to 15 seconds to go in the first quarter as the Panthers appear to be holding for the last. Overton with it, top of the circle. Now Moreno comes out with it. Thompson gets all over and gets it over to Overton. Pulls up at the free throw line, dumps it off under the basket. Shoveled up off the back of the glass. No shot by Moreno. Chad Thompson rebounds the miss at the end of one. 8-7 Panthers after one quarter. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball as Illinois takes on Purdue. We'll bring you all the action starting at 11:30 Sunday morning on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just underway, Galesburg with the ball, trailing the Panthers 8-7. No substitutions for the Silver Streaks at the quarter break. Brandon Thompson caught in the lane, then tries to throw it out to Ryan McElmurray, preventing the turnover. And then throws it behind McElmurray out of bounds. Five giveaways on the Silver Streaks. Panthers with the ball leading by a point. Just underway second quarter.
You used the right term there, giveaways. That's what we've done. None of those have really been forced errors so far tonight on our turnovers. We've just had some. Dalton Davis has had a little trouble. Ryan McElmurray, and then that just a bad pass out of bounds. Galesburg with 3 of 8 shooting first quarter. United Township just 3 of 15. So we're very fortunate to come out of that first quarter only down 1 point. Got to pick things up here.
Rebounds are even, too, so it's amazing that the Panthers have gained twice as many shots as the Silver Streaks here in the early going with the turnovers even as the Panthers now take a three-point lead with Tavian Johnson hitting a baseline shot as we begin the second quarter. 10-7, Panthers on top. Galesburg led by as much as 5 in the first quarter. Alley-oop on the back door to Chad Thompson. He collects the ball, reverse layup. Too strong on the weak side. McDowell comes out with it for the Panthers. That was Johnson Thompson's first shot of the game. Quick three for the Panthers at the other end. Rebound in the lane. Butler bats it over to Brandon Thompson, who leads the break. Down low, Chad Thompson. That one's too strong off the glass. Rebound fought for, and Jansen comes up with it for the Panthers. So the Silver Streaks got a good look at it at the other end, trying to cut it to one. That one wouldn't go down, and the Panthers now with a chance to build on a three-point lead.
So far, we're one and done. Every shot we've taken, we have not gotten an offensive rebound as yet, so need to value those possessions.
Jumper just outside the lane. Hefner comes up with the offensive rebound in perfect position for the putback. 5 rebounds, 7 points in the early going for Hefner after the Tavian Johnson miss. And the offensive rebounds continue to pile up for the Panthers here in the early going. On the right side, Butler gets it down low to Brandon Thompson in front and from the backside. That'll be only the second team foul called against the Panthers. And it'll be the first of the game on Dejon McDowell. Sophomores won tonight by 25, 71-46. Here's Brandon Thompson from the right wing on the inbound. And they're going to call that a three and a quick timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds. As Brandon Thompson, we heard Kendall Thompson from the public address announcer in the pregame. And Brandon Thompson pulls the streaks within two here with 6:04 to go in the first half.
Okay, I'm going to show a little age here again, but I'm watching Brandon Thompson as he delivers that. And he reminds me, he is so smooth, he reminds me of Keith Wilkes. Remember Keith Wilkes used to play for UCLA and later was in the NBA for he became Jamal Wilkes.
Okay, all right.
But he had they called him Silk because he was so smooth in his delivery. And Brandon, when he gets an open look, same way.
He has 8 now, 8 of the Silver Streaks, 10. Gelsberg trails 12-10. 6:04 to go in the first half, and coming out of the Gelsberg 30-second timeout, Streaks put on the full-court press, as Coach Mike Reynolds often does, but the Panthers break it easily. Quick up-court pass to Nick Jansen, who now dribbles to the free-throw line, pulls up, dumps it behind him to Mitch Wright, who dribbles all the way back into the mid-court circle. He'll work his way to the left side with a right-hand dribble, now weaves his way right. It goes onto the wing to McDowell, drives baseline, tries to shovel it along the baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds. Apparently last touched by Galesburg, and again the Silver Streaks slump their shoulders in disbelief. That's the second time they've had one called out of bounds on them on that end of the floor, that they did not get the favorable call. On the inbound, Hefner curls all the way around under the lane, doesn't even get it up over the rim, but then collects it right up under the basket. Coach Mike Reynolds calling out, saying that Hefner fouled, creating space underneath for himself. Either way, it's 14-10, Panthers back on top by 4. On the outside, Chad Thompson with it at the volleyball line, and a little push foul called. Ontavian Johnson reaches in with a little right hand, picks up his second foul, third team foul on the Panthers.
Well, the way this game's gone, you feel like East Moline ought to be a little bit farther ahead, but we've hit, well, Brandon's hit just enough shots to keep them at bay. You know, you're talking about that near turnover down here in the corner. McDowell actually stepped on the baseline before he ever threw that pass, too. The official didn't see it, so really could have been 2 turnovers. Ended up being none against UT, and then they cash it in for a basket.
Right side, Aslan Bentler thought about driving in baseline, gets it back out to Brandon. Thompson down the lane, has it knocked out of his hands, collects it. Little baby hook in the lane. He's got 5 in each quarter now. And we are back within 2 now at 14-12, 5 minutes to play first half. Thompson with 10 of Galesburg's 12 points. Aslan Butler comes out, puts a little shove on Hefner. Now he'll shoot from the free throw line. Nobody got a hand in his face, and he drained it. He's got 11 now.
He sees Galesburg uniforms, and he just says, all right, it's time to score all over the court.
And he's doing it. 11 of the Panthers, 16 here in the first half. Chad Thompson fakes right, dumps it off into the left corner. Dalton Davis brings it back out. McElmurray fakes right, drives left, gets it over to Davis. He'll shovel into the free throw line, bounces it over to Thompson. Right corner, Butler for 3. Got it! Big 3 for Aslan Butler. Nobody for the Panthers came out to get a look at hand in his face. They did not expect him to shoot the perimeter shot. And Galesburg's within 1 now, and a foul away from the ball as Butler and Hefner doing battle. And they're going to call that one on Aslan. And again, Coach Mike Reynolds contests that one with the officials. That's Butler's first. And the third team foul on Galesburg. In fact, both teams have 3 team fouls now.
East Moline has seen Butler hit some threes. I was listening back to the first game, and he had a couple of them against United Township.
Now the officials are going to talk things over with Hefner and Butler as Panthers trying to get set up for this inbound. They were leaning on each other. And they're still chest to chest as the inbound goes into the far corner. Hefner just forced his way in with Butler standing right on top of it. Bounce pass goes to the right side instead now to Moreno. He'll bring it back out. We'll continue to watch the Butler and Hefner matchup physically on the inside. Galesburg down 1 midway through the second quarter. 16-15, the Panthers lead. Now a hand check called on Dalton Davis as Dejon McDowell drove inside the arc. That's the first on Dalton. Fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, live at the Panther Den. Galesburg trailing United Township, 8th game of the Western Big Six Conference season. Panthers lead by a point. Good crowd tonight for senior night at the Panther Den. On the inbound, they find Hefner, collects it behind him, and instead of going in for the basket, he pulls it back out to Overton. Now Hansen has it. Back to Overton, taking it out at the volleyball line. Hefner comes around the screen from the outside. On the perimeter, Butler comes over, gets a little lean on him, steps inside the arc, pass goes into the lane. Moreno dumps it down underneath the basket, reverse layup for Damon Overton. And it's a 3-point United Township Panther lead on Overton's first basket of the night.
Yeah, heads-up play by design by United Township with Overton sliding that baseline, and he completely got behind the Silver Streaks.
Now a hand check called as the officials have started to call this one a lot tighter now. Ryan McElmurray driving in on Jansen from the outside, and Jansen gets the hand check. Sorry, they're going to call that one on Overton away from the ball. So 4 team fouls on the Panthers, 1 on the game on the junior guard for the Panthers, Overton. Aslan Butler has it with it on the outside. Left wing Dalton Davis drives in. Here comes the defense. He forces it up and draws a charge foul as DJ McDowell came over, set himself, and the Streaks have turned it over for the 6th time now. Second foul of the game on Dalton Davis.
One of the hallmarks of this Galesburg team throughout their winning streak of 15 and now 16 out of 17 has been great ball movement. Not sure I could really say we've got great ball movement tonight. Guys trying to do some things off the dribble, which I appreciate their effort, but a lot of it just not working out very well for us. We're getting a lot of turnovers.
The crisp passing is what allowed the Silver Streaks to get so many of those high percentage shots during that winning streak. Davis sits down with those two fouls. Garrett Williams in to replace him with under 3 minutes to go in the first half. 18-15, Panthers on top. Jansen curls around inside the arc, dumps it under the basket to Moreno, loses it on the way in. Brandon Thompson picks up the loose ball. Up court to Chad Thompson. Baseline, left-hand shot good. Thompson's first basket of the game. Galesburg within one. 18-17. Chad Thompson with two. Brandon Thompson leading all Silver Streak scorers with 10. On the outside, D.J. McDowell drives baseline, kicks it out. Hefner, high post, left side, swish. He has 13, 8 in the quarter. It's 20-17, Panthers by 3.
If he starts making those, he'll have another 30 because we can't go out there and get in his face that far away. That's where you want him. You don't want him under the basket. If he makes those, we got problems.
Oh, bullet pass from Butler down low to Brandon Thompson, who collects it on the low blocks. Gets it up and in with the right hand. Galesburg back within one. At 20-19, Thompson with 12. Great look and a bullet pass right on the money from Aslan Butler. On the right side, Overton pulls up, top of the circle, Jansen. Left side it goes to Hefner. Butler comes out, tries to lean in on him with the chest. Now Thompson comes over to help out, passes it away. Right side three for Overton, switch. He has five in the quarter and for the game. Panthers back on top by four. 23-19.
Yeah, Overton was a problem the first time we played him. He was a pleasant surprise for Mark Polite and company, and he's a thorn again so far tonight.
McElmurray loses it on the dribble right into a double team. Jansen picked his pocket, lays it up and in with the left hand at the other end. Seven Galesburg turnovers. And a whistle called as I think McElmurray got poked in the face as he dribbled between the double team. It's 26-25-19. Panthers have a six-point lead, their biggest of the night.
Turnovers have been the big story, I think, so far tonight. Silver Streaks with seven of those. This UT team not really known for being all that exceptionally quick and able to force turnovers. But most of them, I just feel like have been a little sloppy play on our guards' part.
Yep. Williams to inbound to Garrett to Brandon Thompson. 1:20 to go first half. Galesburg down six. With McElmurray, Chad Thompson, and Aslan Butler in the game for the Silver Streaks wearing the gold road jerseys. Butler dribbles once at the top of the circle, looks backdoor to Thompson, gives it off instead behind into McElmurray, drives right side through the legs of Williams, almost lost it on the sideline, gets it back to Butler now. Inside, spin move, turnaround, slips, falls down, eight turnovers on the Silver Streaks.
Well, on the offensive end, we just don't seem to have a clue what we're doing right now. They got guys turned around sideways, falling all over each other, bad passes. Nearly had, as you said, one over there. Williams saved along the sideline.
I think the defensive positioning by the Panthers has been real solid tonight, too.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Brandon Thompson, we'd be having a very poor evening.
Under a minute to go, first half. Galesburg down six, their biggest deficit of this first half. They led by five in the first quarter. But then the Panthers rattled off eight straight and have led ever since. Streaks have been within one a couple of times. They'll be happy to get a big defensive stop here and prevent the Panthers from going into the locker room with an even bigger lead. On senior night for United Township, Hefner on the dribble out near half court, dumps it off to D.J. McDowell with 25 seconds to go. Continuing to watch the IHSA wrestling sectionals at Rochelle, the only report we've had so far, Jonathan Mixon lost his early match 14-4. He'll move back into the wrestleback competition to try to stay alive in the postseason. Down to 9 seconds to go. Inlet pass to Hefner. Knocked away. Collects it on the baseline. Kicks it out for three to D.J. McDowell. It's a 9-point Panther lead, and we are at halftime. 28-19. Panthers with their biggest lead of the first half heading to the locker room. And Coach Mike Reynolds looks back at the officials, and he barks out a few extra words heading to the locker room. And the officials are now going to come over and get a word with Mike Reynolds as the team heads to the locker room. But he gets in a few extra comments as the assistant coaches wait there to pull him away if they need to. But a lot of discussion out there. Coach Mike Reynolds very unhappy with the calls being made on his end of the floor and the no calls being made on the Panthers' end of the floor. So he barks. The players head to the locker room. The Streaks are down by nine. When we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, We'll take a look at the first half stats, and we'll talk with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, find out what the strategy is coming out of the locker room. 28-19, Panthers at the half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Adam Vitale from G&M Distributors, and this is how we live United. G&M has been participating with United Way Employee Payroll Deduction Program for over 20 years now because it's an opportunity for our employees to give back to the communities in which we serve. The United Way is an organization my father, Guy Vitale, truly believed in. He served on its board. He encouraged his staff to donate to the United Way and kind of built a legacy with the United Way and G&M Distributors. The United Way is very easy for employers to participate. Employees come in one morning a year, just fill out one form. They can even choose a specific organization or program they want their resources to go to. Every human being likes to donate something. The money given to the United Way in Knox County stays here, makes a difference in our community through the many organizations and programs it supports. Many of these programs would otherwise not be possible. Over 80% of our employees give back to the United Way. We're exceptionally proud of that.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Learn more at UnitedWay-Galesburg.net. Brought to you by the United Way of Knox County.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button.
I can use money.
Recent button winners include Margot Jacobs of Galesburg, who won $50. Sharon Schaefer of Galesburg won $40. And William Kenny of Henderson won $25.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at one of these participating sponsors. Lindstrom's TV and Appliance in downtown Galesburg. Arby's on North Henderson Street. Or the Kensington and downtown Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
We're at the Panther Den at halftime, senior night for United Township High School. Panthers are enjoying it. Are leading the Silver Streaks by 9 at the break, 28-19. And boy, Jim, if we'd have come up here and somebody had told us ahead of time what the Silver Streaks would be shooting at halftime, I think we'd be thinking real good thoughts. But it is anything but here tonight. There are some other numbers going very much against Galesburg in this first half.
Yeah, and those numbers are the turnovers, 8 of them, 4 in each quarter. While United only turned it over 3 times. And UT, as they did last time, having the better of it on the rebounding side of things. So that's ended up with more opportunities. United Township 12 of 27 from the field, 44% for the Panthers. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks have only taken 15 shots. They've hit 8 of them, 53%. But just not enough numbers of shots up there to be able to get much done. And we haven't gotten to the free throw line. For us to win, we've got to get to the line. And I'm sure that was part of Coach Mike Reynolds' frustration, is trying to get some foul calls so we can get to the free throw line and to help negate some of the inside strength of this United Township team.
There's been one free throw shot the entire first half, and that was by Nick Hepner for United Township on a three-point play. Panthers are 3 of 7 from three-point range and made their only free throw attempt. As Jim mentioned, Silver Streaks haven't gotten to the free throw line once, but they are 3 of 6 from the three-point line. But still, too many other things going wrong right now, denying themselves too many offensive opportunities by turning the ball over as much as they have in the first half. Panthers closed on an 8-0 run at the end of the first half and lead it by 9. 28-19 at the half, individual scoring, and a word with streaks assistant coach Steve Giesman when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It's the simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Try it for just $1.99. Prices and participation may vary.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats at 2860 West Main in Galesburg or online at thrushwoodfarms.com. Cloudy tonight, below 20. Partly sunny Saturday, a high in the afternoon, 32. Down to 27 Saturday night, not bad. Sunny and windy on Sunday with a high then, 38 degrees, up to 40 by Monday and Tuesday. Right now, 27 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Jane Lawson of Galesburg, who won $50 by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Here at United Township High School, it's senior night at the Panther Den, and the Panthers are in control. United Township leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28-19 at the half. Panthers had 2 8-0 runs, one in each quarter, and those are the difference right now. As we come to the last 2 minutes of halftime, the players were out of the locker room early. The coaches just emerged from the locker room, and assistant coach Steve Giesman is starting to make his way over towards Jim Lee. Let's see if we can get a word with him now, and we're going to send it down. This could not be pretty. Here's Jim.
All right. Well, Steve, I guess first of all, Coach Mike Reynolds stayed on the court a while talking to the officials. I got a pretty good idea what that was about.
Yeah, a little bit of where we weren't always agreeable with what was going on in the striped shirts, but we got to get through that, and that was really the point at halftime. We've got to find a way to go toe-to-toe with him, be a little bit tougher and stronger inside on the boards, especially inside defense, and got to share the ball. What allowed us to go on a 15-game winning streak was we shared the ball, we ran our offense, we got good shots, we had rhythm to our offense, and we got away from that and really, really got bogged down in the first half on the offensive end.
Yeah, it seems like the guards are forcing it a little. Some uncharacteristic turnovers by all of them right now.
Yeah, and I think that they're trying to make something happen. They're trying to force a little bit, and as we all know, when you try sometimes a little bit harder, you make it a little bit more tougher for yourself. So we got to get back to playing Silver Streak basketball, move the basketball, run our sets, and then on the defense here, go toe-to-toe and then get a rebound.
When Heppner comes out and hits those shots from the perimeter, does that make it that much harder to defend him?
He's a multifaceted talent, so, yeah, I mean, we just got to find a way to keep him from getting the ball and then contain him when he does.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for giving us some insight from the coaching staff coming out of the locker room. 28-19, United Township leads by 9 at the half. Heppner has 13 of the Panthers' 28 first-half points, and then pretty balanced scoring from that point on. Damon Overton with 5, DJ McDowell and Mitch Wright each with 3, Tavian Johnson and Nick Jansen with 2 for the Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson has 12 of Galesburg's 19 first-half points. Aslan Butler off the bench with 3. Chad Thompson and Dalton Davis each with 2. So another struggle for the Silver Streaks here tonight. Such balanced scoring when they are effective and when things are going well. Everybody is contributing, but outside of Brandon Thompson's 12 points in the first half, the starters have combined for only 4 points other than Brandon Thompson. So that's another area where the Silver Streaks have to turn it around. Coach Mike Reynolds standing on the far sideline, just leaning on the scoring table. I think he's talking to Marla Clay, who's keeping the streak scoring book down there. Down low, Heppner gets a quadruple team. And then before he can get his own rebound, Ryan McElmurray comes out of the pile with it, leads the break to the other end, and it's up and in. So the Streaks get the big defensive stop on the first possession of the second half, lead the break to the other end, and now they get one of those other starters into the scoring books with McElmurray. Hanson over to Heppner, just inside the arc. Now it goes left side over to Mitch Wright. He'll dribble his way toward the top of the circle. Davis gets out on top of him. Bounce pass over to Adrian Moreno as McElmurray picks him up. Overton driving in on Dalton Davis. Gets down low with the shoulder. The shot rolls through. They're going to call a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Dalton Davis has picked up three fouls. Coach Mike Davis, or Mike Reynolds rather, thought that was a foul on Overton leaning in with the shoulder as he tried to create space for himself, and he's got a chance at a three-point play despite Coach Reynolds' disagreement.
Yeah, Overton with some impressive hang time there to get that shot off on a continuation. The official gave it to him, and now he completes the three-point play with the free throw.
And it's a 10-point Panther lead, their biggest of the night now. Here's Chad Thompson down low, spinning in the lane with a right-hand turnaround jumper is short. Adrian Moreno with the rebound, giving you an update on the wrestling sectional from Rochelle. It's good news when we get an opportunity. Or bounce pass intended for Heppner, and he just dives for it. Nearly goes over and back. Panthers with a heck of a save by Overton, who has it now on the dribble. To the free throw line, down the lane. He sidesteps a charge call, misses the shot. McElmurray with the rebound. Nice job by Overton to avoid the contact. Now McElmurray with it at the other end. Top of the circle, bounce pass, back door. Dalton Davis up, missed the shot. Rebound, fought for. Garrett Williams falls on top of Moreno, who comes up with it. Gets it away to Overton, who leads the break. Mass left side, Heppner in the lane. Off the back of the glass. Rebound, Brandon Thompson. Here come the Silver Streaks with a 4-on-3. Up court, Chad Thompson knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Thompson touched it last. It's a turnover on the Silver Streaks. So another missed opportunity for Galesburg, down 10.
Yeah, both teams missing some close-in opportunities. Dalton Davis trying to avoid the foul and going in too hard, missing an easy one. And then on the other end, Heppner, a leaner inside, uncharacteristically missed that shot. And like you said, Brad, then the quick turnover by the Silver Streaks. And they're not making up any ground right now.
Streaks have pressed the defense all the way out to half court and a travel call on Damon Overton. And that has Coach Mark Polite a bit upset. But Overton trying to do too much, and I think frustration was directed more at Overton with three Silver Streaks defenders out there and trying to do a lot of it himself on the dribble. So here's the good news from Rochelle. Streaks' leading wrestler on the season, senior Cole Spinks, got a pin. He got a first-round bye in the sectional, and then in his first match, and an opponent from Rockford gets the pin and another win tonight. He will automatically qualify for state. Down low, Aslan Butler goes up for a shot. Gets fouled, and the Streaks are going to get their first free throw of the night. I remember talking to Cole Spinks last year as a junior after the wrestling season, talking about the promise he made to Coach John Chapman at the beginning of his junior season, saying, this is the year we go to state. And Cole just missed it in the sectional. And how emotional that must be at Rochelle tonight if he gets there with one more victory. And he'll do it as much for his coach as he will for himself. Aslan Butler makes the first free throw. Second one up and off the back of the rim. Rebound to the Panthers. McDowell leads the break to the other end. Out of control shot. Missed it badly. Ryan McElmurray leads the break after the rebound. Left hand too strong. Rebound. Aslan Butler up and fouled. He'll get a chance at a couple of free throws. So again, the Streaks, I think, almost pressing a bit too much in transition. McElmurray didn't have the best shot, but a great offensive rebound for Aslan Butler to keep it alive for the Silver Streaks, and a couple of free throws coming up now.
I think part of what prevents United Township from being a better team is some of what we've seen here early in this third quarter. They just take some real ill-advised shots. They do still have a tendency, I think, while they're a pretty good team, there's still some individualism out there to, well, okay, it's my turn to shoot type thing. And Sometimes you get the guys flying in there and taking shots really you don't need to be taking when you're up 9 or 10 points.
And how about Aslan Butler, a very good free throw shooter, better than 80% on the season. He's now missed three in a row. The streaks are still down by 9, and then Garrett Williams fouls Tavian Johnson coming down with the rebound. So that's the second of the game on Garrett Williams, 5:35 to go, third quarter. Galesburg still down 9, 31-22. Hefner, skip pass right side, into the corner. Hansen fakes, brings it back out to Overton at the free throw line. Bounce pass too strong off of Hefner. I don't know anybody who could have handled that bullet pass from about 4 feet away.
Well, they've made two turnovers here and missed four or five shots in the third quarter. Good opportunity for us to close some ground, but we haven't got much done, still trailing by 9.
Chad Thompson on the outside, approaching the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Lost the dribble, skips it right side over into the corner to Brandon Thompson. Now back to Chad. Drives inside the lane, found an opening with a left hand up and in. Created a little space for himself. There wasn't much there, but he's got his second basket of the night. Galesburg down 7 now, 31-24. In the lane, down the lane, left side pass. Hefner streaks over, played the defense, and a good look to Hefner cutting in from the left side. Broke the press easily and ran it beautifully. United Township back on top by 9. McElmurray with a hesitation drive. Left hand too strong off the glass. Rebound Tavian Johnson for the Panthers. They lead the break to the other end. Right side lob into the left corner. Jansen fakes. Now brings it back. Skips it over right side. The three for McDowell rolls off. Rebound off Aslan Butler. Last touch by the Panthers apparently. Back to Galesburg.
Yeah, McDowell that time on the shot, he was leaning into it. It's kind of an awkward-looking shot from just inside the three-point line. You don't usually shoot it that way from that spot, and he shot it on a line, didn't have much of a chance. Streak's able to avoid letting the Panthers get an offensive rebound for a change, and it's an eight-point game. Let's see if we can't cut into that here.
33-24, Galesburg down 9, 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Dalton Davis back in, playing with three fouls. Brandon Thompson gets an open look. That three rolls off, tipped up and in by Aslan Butler. And a quick timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds. And noticed just before, after the last dead ball, that Nick Hefner went to the bench with, what, 4:15, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. I'm thinking to myself, all right, Coach Mark Polite, with that, looking at that nine-point lead, is thinking, let's get my big guy a little bit of rest here for the fourth quarter. But Streaks get a couple of offensive rebounds like Aslan Butler did down there. I don't think Hefner's going to be on the bench very long.
No, that's right. A good effort by Butler in there that time. He just kind of punched it back up there and back into the cylinder. So you just really love to see us get a run where we can get over the top, because all the times we played Rock Island and United Township this season, we're fighting uphill the whole time. We get behind and we never can really get the lead and play from the high side against these guys, and it's the same thing here tonight. You know, we've got a chance, but we've got to put together some runs here to be able to get this on top of it.
They break the press coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Jansen shoots a quick three from the corner, and Chad Thompson rebounds the miss. Another quick shot by the United Township Panthers, playing into Galesburg's hands here, trying to rally from a 7-point deficit. Thompson in the lane, right side over to Dalton. Quick three off the back of the rim. Rebound batted out to Garrett Williams. Free throw line, down low to Butler. Up and in. It rolls around and drops through, and the streaks are back within 5 now at 33-28. Kept alive by another offensive rebound. And just like that, Hefner's going to come back in, and there is a tough call on the streaks in the backcourt.
Poked that away from Jansen from behind. They called a foul on Dalton Davis. I didn't see that one at all. Dalton wasn't very happy. Usually he doesn't argue a call, but he did there.
Well, the good news is Davis got away with it, so I think he did have the clean poke. The call was on Aslan Butler, his second. So, and now here's a steal by Butler, and he throws it out of bounds off Overton. Nope, they're going to get the steal, and then a foul called on Overton. So the reason Aslan lost it out of bounds was because Overton apparently got called for the hack on the arm. So a turnover by the Panthers, compounded by a foul, and the Streaks have it on their end of the court, down 5. Dalton Davis to pull the trigger on the inbound. Looking, gets it into Brandon Thompson on the left wing. See if the Streaks can make something happen. Drives baseline, left corner, Davis for three! Coach Mike Reynolds pumps his fist. Galesburg within 2 now at 33-31. Here's a drive at the other end. Oh, McCall got tripped up a little bit on the way to the basket. He took a big stride, and he finished it off. Galesburg down four now, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Garrett for three at the other end. Quick shot. Aslan Butler runs down the rebound, gets it over to Dalton Davis, and another foul called on the Panthers. That's 16 fouls now with just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. With the streaks on this run, Nick Hepner is back into the game. And maybe that lecture by Coach Mike Reynolds heading to the locker room paying some dividends. That's three fouls now on Damon Overton. And 15 fouls on the Panthers and a timeout called by UT. Just a 30-second timeout.
Well, and as you noted, Hepner was out of the game for that whole little Silver Streaks run, and he's back in there now. So let's see if we can continue it. And it, you know, it accomplished a couple things. Got us closer points-wise and picked up those fouls against United Township. Four team fouls now, and that's one of the things, obviously, Galesburg wants to do is get the bonus. You know, Mark Polite, East Moline was at that Martin Luther King tournament, and he sat there and watched Galesburg play a number of games. Not that he didn't know us pretty well already.
Yeah.
But the one thing I could tell he knew was he did not want to let Galesburg come in here and shoot free throws tonight, because that's how they won so many games in that streak. And he's a couple of times I looked over, and he keeps telling his team, arms straight up, arms straight up. Don't be reaching. Don't get yourself in foul situations.
Williams, now he'll dribble. Corner Davis, where he just did a three. The last goal, who was actually standing down. Inbounds to Davis out high to Garrett Williams. Streaks have made this run with Ryan McElmurray sitting on the bench. Here's Butler for three. Rolls off. And nobody there to rebound for the Silver Streaks. Tavian Johnson comes up with it for the Panthers. Across midcourt, Overton for UT. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down four. Panthers with the ball now. On the outside, Mitch Wright. At the free throw line, skip pass right side over to McDowell. In the lane, has it knocked out of his hands. Loose ball picked up by Chad Thompson. Brandon leads the break across midcourt. Panthers get back defensively. Brandon right side over to Williams. Garrett dribbles it back out. Double team chases him. Now right corner goes Dalton Davis. Pump fake, skips it out, deflected into the backcourt. Garrett Williams doesn't chase it down in time. Tavian Johnson gets to it first, and then Williams has to foul him on the way to the basket. That's the third of the game on Williams.
And Galesburg's taken 13 shots in this third quarter. They only got 15 shots the entire first half, so we're getting turn. Not to from a ball handling.
So rolls off. One Panthers lead by four, under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Williams sits down, McElmurray back into the game. Joining Davis, the Thompsons, and Aslan Butler. Second free throw by Tavian Johnson. The left-hander shoots it, and it's good. Tavian Johnson with three on the game now. It's a five-point Panther lead, 36-31. McElmurray across midcourt to Brandon Thompson. Brandon lobs it in. Tough pass to Chad Thompson. Collects it. Misses it off the glass. And then a foul on the rebound. Thompson somehow got the shot up between three United Township Panther jerseys. And then on the offensive rebound, they get a foul called on Johnson. His fourth team foul. His fourth personal foul. Five team fouls on the Panthers. And that's big for Galesburg to see an active an athletic player get out on the inbound. They get it to Chad Thompson, drives into the lane, lost it on the way up, but there's McElmurray, and he comes out of the baseline, bringing it back out to reset the offense. Davis, top of the circle, Brandon Thompson. Left side over to Chad, long three, good!
You could tell Chad wanted a shot. He hadn't had a good look all night, and that one was a good foot and a half behind the arc.
Nearly stolen away by Dalton Davis. Streaks put on the full court press, but Dalton knocks it out of bounds right under the Galesburg basket. And the Streaks nearly create a turnover. They keep the full court pressure on. Skip pass over to Moreno on the backside. Now up court. It goes across the timeline to Wright. Hepner. Down the lane, good pass to McDowell, lost it on the way in, juggles the ball, and gets called for traveling under the Panther basket.
You know, the Silver Streaks pressure game has really paid dividends in the third quarter. It's not that we're just immediately forcing turnovers on the trap, but United Township trying to make a little too much happen. They're attacking the basket individually too aggressively, and they're making some errors.
Streaks have been within a point back at 18-17. Now Brandon Thompson gets called for a sloppy travel in the front court. Not really guarded that closely. That's the 11th Gillsburg turnover. I was about to say the Streaks were down 18-17 in the first half. That was as close as this is as close as they've been since then. We're going to get a travel called. We do. A trap in the backcourt. Mitch Wright left his feet trying to pass it up over the head of either McElmurray or Davis, but he came back down with the ball in his hands, and now the Panthers give it right back to the Streaks in their front court.
Yeah, Mitch Wright, not much of a ball handler for UT. Heck of a three-point shooter, but that's about all he does as he sits down next to Coach Polite.
48 seconds to go, third quarter. Gillsburg with a chance to tie the game or take the lead. Down two, 36-34. McElmurray into the left corner. Davis drives baseline, bounces it back out to Aslan Butler. He telegraphed his pass too much. Butler couldn't handle the dribble. Here at the other end, after the steal, the layup rolls off for the Panthers. Deflected back out to Jansen at the top of the circle. Now gets it into the corner. Hefner slapping for the ball, wants it, now kicks it back out to DJ McDowell. On the dribble, working his way down the left side of the lane. A jump stop, but a foul on the floor before that as he finished the shot with the basket. But the foul was called well before that, and it's only the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. Sorry, the 15th foul on the Silver Streaks, first of the game on Brandon Thompson. So the Panthers will inbound with 18.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gels down two. Hefner will pull the trigger from the right of his own basket. Looking, now gets it into the left wing to McDowell. Skips it back out. Quick three by Jansen. Way over the basket. Rebound on the weak side. Put back up. It rolls off. But Overton will get a couple of free throws. They're getting all the offensive opportunities right here late in the third quarter.
They dodged a horrible decision by Jansen. He let go a long three-pointer, and it was a brick. It clanged off the backboard. Didn't even catch any iron with 12 seconds left in the quarter. And instead of making them pay, though, they end up getting two free throws as Overton got the offensive rebound.
And misses the first free throw. So Tremaine Carson, who just came into the game, got called for the foul. The Panthers are 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in this third quarter, leading by two with 12 seconds to go. Second one is good. Streaks get it back with a chance to hold for the last shot. They got to get it inbounds first. McElmurray looking over the UT full court press. Now he gets it into Thompson with 10 seconds to go. Across midcourt with 8.5. Tries to dribble between a double team and a reach foul called on the Panthers. That's a 16 foul on UT now as well. Garrett Williams will come in for the Silver Streaks with 6.4 seconds to go. Probably, nope, for Tremaine Carson. Streaks want to get a shooter in there. Down by three. The foul was on Damon Overton, so that's 4 on him. 4 on Tavian Johnson as well. So the foul's really starting to favor the Silver Streaks here, even though both teams are even with 6 apiece. 6.4 seconds. Dalton Davis to inbound below us. Into the backcourt to McElmurray. With 5 across midcourt. Down to 3 to go. Down the lane. Gets it over to Garrett for 3 at the buzzer. It's good! We're tied at 37 at the end of 3. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Gillsburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Gillsburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GillsburgCars.com.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Gillsburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're tied. Here's a back door. Chad Thompson and the Streaks are in the lead. 39-37. First lead for Galesburg since they were up 5-4 in the first quarter. A terrific backdoor look from Ryan McElmurray to Chad Thompson. And Galesburg's on top, 39-37. On the right side, a three to answer. Mitch Wright knocks it down from the wing. And the Panthers retake the lead at 40-39. Galesburg down 10 in that third quarter. Came all the way back to tie it on Garrett Williams' three-pointer at the end of three. Now Galesburg with the ball down one, just underway fourth quarter. Williams with it on the right wing. Crossover dribble, down the lane, up and in off the glass. 41-40, Galesburg by one. We'll take a look at some much improved statistics for the Silver Streaks when we get a chance here. Streaks on top, 41-40. Right side on the wing, DJ McDowell pulls up from 12 feet. Hefner with the offensive rebound. Now McElmurray takes it out of his hands and comes out with it. Nearly knocked down. Leads the break up court. Over to left side. Williams for three again. Short. Rebound. Chad Thompson knocked off his chest out of bounds by United Township.
Galesburg fans were up on their feet with that shot by Garrett Williams. If that would have gone down, Streaks fans might have made more noise than all of these collective UT fans have tonight because the team is playing confidently. It's on a roll right now.
On the inbounds, Brandon Thompson from 14 feet rolls out. Adrian Moreno the rebound. Chance for the Streaks to build the lead there. Still lead by one with under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. 41-40 Galesburg. Streaks have rallied from a double-digit deficit. On the left side, DJ McDowell dribbles away from a double team. Now down the lane, scoops it up with the right hand, rolls out. Brandon Thompson with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Leading it up court, Thompson with it now. In the lane, cut off, moves right with the dribble, gets hammered on his way to the basket, and he's going to get a couple of free throws here. A lot of contact down the lane. Somebody reached in, knocked the ball out of Thompson's hand, forced him to go right. Amazing that he even held on to the dribble to begin with. Jansen picks up his second foul. That's the seventh team foul on the Panthers now with 6:08 to go in the game, and Brandon Thompson gets his first free throw of the night.
So we've got a break. What do you think has been the difference here in this second half? Do you think what Mike Reynolds took the extra time to tell the officials before he went to the locker room has had an impact on this, or are we just playing much better?
I think it's had an impact. Coach Reynolds said as Brandon Thompson makes a free throw to put the Streaks up by two, he said in the pregame show, he told us, we're gonna try to get some physical play from our guards to see what we can get away with, because that's, he felt, was a big advantage for Rock Island last week, as physical as they were, and those calls weren't made. And yet, calls went one way but not the other way, and I think that lecture certainly helped the Silver Streaks cause as Hefner rebounds to Brandon Thompson, missed free throw. From the right side, Jansen for three, missed it. Nobody there on the weak side but Ryan McElmurray for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg by two. McElmurray down the lane, knocked out of Aslan Butler's hands, last touch by UT.
Does it seem to me, too, that United Township is completely out of their offensive flow down here?
Yeah.
Whoever gets the ball takes the shot, and there's Hefner. I mean, they really haven't been able to get him the ball much.
Thompson down the lane, left hand good. Brandon sidestepped his defender out high. Nobody came over to help out down low, and he easily took it to the basket for the layup. Galesburg by four. Well, I think the Panthers have played into the Silver Streaks' hands with some, not protecting the lead very well in the third quarter, taking some quick shots, some ill-advised shots, some low-percentage shots. On the outside, Hefner trying to drive in on Ryan McElmurray, and Bucket will get called for the hold foul. And now UT's in the bonus. First foul of the game on McElmurray. So Hefner goes to the line shooting a 1-1.
Well, probably if you're going to foul him, you probably don't want to do it that far from the basket. Mike Reynolds was discussing whether he's mad at Bucket for making the foul or whether he's mad at the call, but either way, it does put the Panthers in the bonus.
He has 15 in the game and only two in the third quarter, now 1 point in the fourth quarter on the first free throw. 44-41, Galesburg by three. 5:25 to go in the game. Sophomores won by 25 earlier tonight. Panthers have led by as much as 10 in the varsity contest. They cut the lead to two here, 44-42. Galesburg's biggest lead was five when they scored the first 5 points of the game. McElmurray will bring it across midcourt with the Thompsons, Davis, and Butler. Chad swings it right side to Brandon on the elbow. Top of the circle, McElmurray at the volleyball line. works his way to the right. Backdoor cut. Brandon up and in. And an offensive foul called. An offensive foul called late on Brandon Thompson. Are they going to count the basket? The officials are talking it over. The offensive foul. And no basket. No basket. A turnover on the Silver Streaks. The second foul on Brandon Thompson. And the Streaks put the full court pressure. Coach Mike Reynolds is barking with the official who made that call.
A key point in the game now. We're up two. 5 minutes to go. United Township brings in their guys, Tavian Johnson and Damon Overton, that were both sitting with four fouls. They're going to try and make their stretch drive right now.
Here's poked away from the backside. Brandon Thompson nearly stolen away on the front side. Brandon came away from the back and knocked it loose. Down low, Aslan Butler puts it up and in. Despite some contact, Aslan got it up and in over the rim, and the Streaks lead by four, 46-42. And now a silly foul by Brandon Thompson on the backside as he was doing some chasing right in front of the official near the scoring table. And just not going to get away with that. Third foul on Brandon. He's picked up two quick ones here. 4:46 to go in the game, 46-42 Galesburg. Nine team fouls on the Streaks. To the free throw line, Damon Overton. 1 for 2 from the line tonight, 6 points on the evening. Playing with those four fouls, and he makes the first free throw, and he earns the bonus.
East Moline gets so much quicker at the guard spot when Overton comes in, because there for a minute or two, they had a real slow guard tandem. They had Wright out there along with Jansen, and our guards were just taking it right by them. But with Overton, that's not as easy.
And Overton and Johnson, both playing with those four fouls, are just juniors. Full timeout on the floor, 4:46 to go in the game. Streaks lead by two. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Credit Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
It's free, and you can win cash just by wearing it. The purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back at United Township High School at the Panther Den. Galesburg leads 46-44, 4:46 to go in the game. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to United Township tonight. You can check out the 2009 Versa as we are driving, or a great selection of new vehicles with 0% financing on all 2011s in stock through the end of the month. 0% financing, that's principal, no interest. You can't beat that. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan and all the terrific cars available just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Ryan McElmurray takes it in from the left side coming out of the timeout. He's got that hesitation dribble that he got called for traveling earlier in the game. He's getting away with it now in the second half. And now Hefner quickly at the other end gets perfect position down low on the blocks, and the Streaks compound the basket with the foul.
Yeah, both teams going at each other's weaknesses. Hefner down low, when he gets it there, we got nothing to confront him with. But on the other end, Overton with four fouls. McElmurray knew that. He took it right at him, and really nothing Overton could do if he wanted to stay in the game. He kept his distance and did not pick up that fifth foul.
Meanwhile, four fouls for Dalton Davis. Here's a miss by Hefner. Chad Thompson collects the rebound off the floor. So the Streaks still lead by two, 48-46. Four fouls on Dalton Davis for the Streaks. Four fouls on Damon Overton and Tavian Johnson for United Township. Brandon Thompson over to McElmurray as we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Streaks with a two-point lead, and a travel called on Ryan McElmurray as he kept the dribble moving from left to right. But he threw a little stutter step in there as he moved the dribble, so apparently that's what's going to get called for the travel. The 14th turnover on the Silver Streaks, 11 on United Township. In the backcourt, the Panthers get it up court to Jansen. Now back to Overton. Top of the circle, swing it left side over to McDowell. Now just outside the free throw line, Tavian Johnson. Not much offensive movement for the Panthers in this half-court set as they look over the Silver Streaks' man-to-man defense. Hefner comes way out high. Jansen sets a screen. But Chad Thompson fights through it. He and Heppner lock up arms. The pass goes to Jansen in the corner, drives in from the left side, missed it, and then Aslan Butler gets pushed from behind, loses the dribble out of bounds, and the Panthers will keep it. I think the Streaks don't mind seeing Jansen move with the ball like that.
Yeah, anything to keep it out of Heppner's hands.
Jansen is 1-for-7 from the field tonight. In the lane, quick running one-handed shot up and in for Overton, and we are tied at 48. This game has all the makings of one going right down to the buzzer. 3:20 to go. We're tied at 48. Thompson, top of the circle, Butler. Davis with it on the left side, playing with four fouls. McElmurray comes out for the pass on the high post. Bounce pass down low, trying to get it to Dalton Davis, kicked out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm glad that one got kicked out. I don't like that play because even if Dalton gets the ball there, what's he going to do? Heppner standing right there. He's not going to get that shot off. It's a real dangerous pass anyway.
Quick inbounds to Brandon. Turn around. How did he get that shot down? That was contested all the way. The Streaks call a quick 60-second timeout, regaining the lead at 50-48. But again, Brandon Thompson shows his amazing hands along with his strength. Somehow that hotly contested inbounds pass, he controls it and collects it and somehow manages to turn around and get a shot out of the deal and put the Streaks back on top.
Yeah, and in a game like this on the road, the more times we can get Brandon Thompson touching the ball in the fourth quarter, the better off we're going to be.
He has 17 now. Heppner leads United Township with 19. It's a full Galesburg timeout with 3:05 to go in the game.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for the transportation to tonight's ball game as we're traveling in one of our favorite little red buses. Got us up here in good shape. And folks at Galesburg Nissan want to remind you they've got that extended into this month of February, 0% financing on just about all their new cars. And it's been so successful, they were just going to run it through the end of January, and then they got the okay to go ahead and run that through February as well. So get out there now and get a great new vehicle, some of the best-selling vehicles in America, and get it at 0% financing.
Not a bad way to start the new year, huh? Treat yourself for surviving the blizzard last week by going out and buying a new car. Panthers with it after the Galesburg timeout. Want to give you another update on the Galesburg wrestlers at sectional when we get a chance. Down to the left side, baseline shot won't go. Overton gets his own rebound, gets blocked from behind on the putback, into the hands of Heppner, who gets fouled going up for the shot. Nine bodies in close in around the basket, and somehow the Panthers find a way to get a couple of opportunities with it down low. And worse for the Silver Streaks is four fouls now on Brandon Thompson. Four on Davis, four on Thompson. And Heppner makes the first free throw.
And for East Moline, four on Overton and four on
Johnson.
Johnson, they're still in there.
Heppner's second free throw is off the back of the rim. Rebound batted out, last touch by United Township. Streaks will get it back on the dead ball rebound. So Galesburg still leads by one after Heppner makes one of two. It's 50-49 Streaks. 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter. McElmurray across midcourt, up court to Butler. Along with the Thompsons, Brandon has it now at the free throw line. Tries to dump it into Chad, who wasn't looking for it, and the Streaks turn it over. Jansen with a steal. Top of the circle, Overton in the half court. Right side pass, it goes to McDowell. Now back to Overton at the volleyball line. Panthers with the ball down one, 2:18 to go in the game. Through the double team, down low, loose ball. Back into the hands of McDowell, who then lost it. And now he gets away with a slap around the backside. Brandon Thompson throws it up court to Chad Thompson. And Coach Mike Reynolds points into the backcourt and says, how come McDowell doesn't get called for the reach? It was a swooping arm from the backside trying to knock it out of Brandon Thompson's hands. He got away with it. And the Streaks ended up turning it over in transition.
Three possessions, two for Galesburg, one for UT, three turnovers. Both teams trying to do a little too much.
Here's a bad pass picked off by McElmurray. Lays it up and in.
Tavian Johnson with one of the worst passes of the year. My goodness.
3-point Galesburg lead. McElmurray with six. 52-49 Streaks. A minute 40 to go in the game. Right side pass over to Johnson. Top of the circle, Heppner. Left side, DJ McDowell on the wing. Top of the circle, Jansen for three. Off the back of the rim and over the backboard. Out of bounds, back to the Silver Streaks. Again, I think the Streaks are thrilled that Jansen's taken a couple of shots here in the fourth quarter, sending it back to Gillsburg, leading by three.
Really surprised over here on the left side, Dejon McDowell did not take it to the basket. He was one-on-one with Brandon Thompson, who has four fouls. Now, maybe McDowell doesn't know that Brandon has four fouls, but I would think if he did, he'd want to try and force him to make a play on a drive to the bucket.
Full court press. Davis and Brandon playing with four fouls. Davis in the backcourt. Overton goes down trying to draw an offensive foul. Bad pass by Garrett Williams behind Brandon Thompson. Streaks turn it over. UT into the front court with a minute 15 to go, and the Panthers call timeout.
Neither team performing well at this point. You can tell they are uptight. A lot of guys out there, that's the ball's a hot potato. They don't want to have it with the game on the line right now.
Minute 14 to go. Panthers with the ball, trailing the Silver Streaks by three. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More. Come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball as Illinois takes on Purdue. We'll bring you all the action starting at 11:30 Sunday morning on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
.52-49, Galesburg by three here at the Panther Den at East Moline. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg boys, only game of the weekend, and they lead by three. But the Panthers coming out of the timeout with the ball. A minute 10 to go in the game. Left side, McDowell. Hefner comes out high for it. Now swings it over to Moreno. Backdoor Hefner. Moreno keeps the pass, though. Now gives off to Overton just outside the left wing, trying to drive on McElmurray inside the free throw line. Reverses back to Jansen for three, and it rolls through. It spun out, hung on the rim, and then dropped through. We're tied at 52. 48 seconds to go in the game. Will the Streaks hold for the last shot on the road? With 17 turnovers tonight, will they be able to hold for the last shot on the road? Davis, the Thompsons, Butler, and McElmurray. Davis on the outside. Before the trap comes, he hands off to Brandon with 30 seconds to go. Streaks have two timeouts to use if they need them. Dalton Davis at the volleyball line. Watch out for the five-second call. He gives off to Brandon. Works along the timeline to Ryan McElmurray with 18 seconds to go. Chad Thompson on the right elbow with 15. Back out to Davis in the midcourt circle with 12. And a bump foul called on Damon Overton. Mark. This puts Dalton Davis at the line for a 1-1 with 11 seconds to go in the game.
Mark Polite can't believe that one.
And Overton is fouled out of the game. Overton is done. A junior on senior night. A very touch foul, to say the least, with the hips. And Davis, who struggled at the free throw line for the Silver Streaks, with a 1-1 here with 11 seconds to play.
But, you know, if you're United Township, I mean, you lost Overton, that hurts. But not the best, not the worst thing that can happen, because
no,
at least they're going to get the ball back. You know, you force the other guys to make a couple of tough free throws, and then you're going to get the ball back with 11 seconds left to control your own destiny. Your destiny, because I never liked that, to just stand there and watch the other team run the clock down and take the final shot. You got no chance to win at that point unless you go overtime.
Davis to the line. His free throw percentage has sunk to 64%. It's a 1-1. The first one is up and off the back of the rim. Hefner with a rebound. A chance to win for United Township. Into the front court. McDowell at the free throw line with 4 seconds. Down to Hefner. Double team. Forced it up and a foul with 9/10 of a second to play.
He'll get two free throws. Hits either one of them. That's pretty well a win for UT. We'll have less than a second to try and go the court and get a shot off. So Silver Streaks played hard tonight but didn't play very smart down the stretch.
Chad Thompson picks up his second foul. Hefner fouled in the act of shooting. The senior goes to the line with a chance to win it, and the Streaks call timeout with 9/10 of a second to go.
Yeah, like I said, I the Panthers, when that call was made on Overton, initially they didn't like it. But the more I sat there and thought about that, I thought, you know, this may not work out too bad for them. And it certainly has, because they were probably just going to have to stand and watch Gelsberg take a last-second shot that might have beat them. As it turned out, you know, even if Davis hits both free throws, they've still got, you know, a good situation. Well, he missed the front end, and then they did exactly. We've talked the whole second half. We thought United Township's offense has not done a very good job. Well, that possession, they did exactly what they had to do. They got it to Hefner inside. He was either going to score or be fouled.
Hefner has made 4 of 6 from the free throw line, but he's missed 2 of his last 3 in this fourth quarter. He has 7 in the second half, 20 for the game, but 5 of his 7 are here in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 52. And how big was Jansen's three-pointer? Obviously, the last trip down the floor that tied the game. He's made only 2 shots tonight. He was 1 of 6, 1 of 8 from the field before he rolled that three-pointer through. Here's Hefner's free throw. It's good. You better believe the senior's not going to miss tonight.
Good memory for the senior on senior night. Standing right in front of his entire student body, hits the big free throw. One more to go here. The streaks with very little chance to even get a shot off after this.
The Panthers, and he misses the second free throw. So Brandon Thompson gets the rebound. We got a whistle and an immediate timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds, and no time went off the clock.
I think the officials will probably go over and knock about 0.4 seconds off there.
Yeah, because Brandon dribbled it at least once when he came out with the rebound. So some time had to go off the clock.
Now, at least we'll get it out of bounds on the side. It'll be about 3/4 of the way from the basket, but it makes it a lot easier to throw a pass with some length and hit your target to maybe get some sort of a catch and toss. And they're leaving it at 0.9 seconds. I don't know how they can do that. I'm glad they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So 0.9 seconds. Galesburg will have it at about 3/4 court in front of the Panther bench. The Panthers likely will guard heavily into the front court to prevent the Streaks from making an upcourt pass. But the Streaks are almost going to have to try to do that to get off any kind of a decent shot, because it is going to have to be a catch and shoot immediately. So there will not be time for the Silver Streaks, whoever catches the inbound, to dribble at all. Well, they're going to give it. They're going to give it to the Streaks on the Panther sideline. Near below us are Williams and Brandon Thompson. McElmurray gets it on the inbounds. He'll catch and heave, and he'll come up with nothing. That's the end of the game. The Streaks lose on the road 53-52. They dropped to 22-5 on the season. 4-4 in the Western Big Six. The Panthers improved to 5-3 and 15-10 overall. 53-52, the Panthers prevail on their own senior night at the Panther Den. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. Where the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorne's and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. I can't get enough.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer. Missed 72 hours worth of DVR sports and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at P.O. Box 1227, Galesburg, Illinois 61402, or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats at 2860 West Main in Galesburg or online at ThrushwoodFarms.com. Cloudy skies tonight, a low of 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high of 32. Sunday, sunny and blustery, a high of 38. And Monday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 40. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
No tougher loss for the Silver Streaks this season than this one. Of course, there have been only five of them, but all five of them have been to Western Big Six Conference opponents, and only one of those was a non-conference game, Moline, to open the season back at the Thanksgiving tournament. But a one-point defeat here tonight, 53-52 to the United Township Panthers. The Streaks trailed by double digits, a 10-point deficit in the third quarter, rallied all the way back to tie it at the end of three, then led by as many as 4 points in the fourth quarter, and in fact had a 52-49 lead with a little over a minute to go in the game. But Nick Jansen hit a three-pointer to tie it at 52. The Streaks had a couple of opportunities, a turnover, a missed free throw on the front end of a 1-1, and then a late foul that sent Panthers senior star Nick Heppner to the line for a two-shot foul. He made one, and that was the difference in the game. Tough one for the Silver Streaks here tonight, who fall to 22-5 on the season. 4-4 in conference play. The Panthers are 15-10 and 5-3. We have post-game statistics, team numbers, individual scoring, and a work with the Streaks coaching staff coming up. They may be in the locker room for a while here tonight. This is a real gut check kind of loss for the Streaks. Twice they've lost to Rocky. Now twice they've lost to United Township. And all week to think about it, before Alleman comes to town for Galesburg's own senior night next Friday night.
Yeah, and the Silver Streaks, I'm looking back at the game, and it was kind of an odd ball game, but they did fight back well in the second half and didn't have a whole lot of balance as far as, I was thinking of Chad Thompson. He really kind of disappeared in the second half. Didn't get a lot of touches, honestly, which is unfortunate. A guy that scored 40 points the previous night. I know you're not going to do that every time, but
he took only 8 shots tonight.
Yeah, but still, you'd like to see some way for him to have a few more opportunities. And all in all, though, if we just I thought we were playing it well down at the end. I mean, the one kid I always call him Biff Tannen for East Moline, Nick Jansen. He looks like Biff off of Back to the Future, and he cradled that three-pointer in that tied it. I liked our decision, though, to go ahead and hold for the final shot, and we were doing a real good job of it up until the foul. But at that point, it just comes down to who can make a shot or make some free throws, and we didn't, and they did, and that's the way it goes.
Shall we take a look at some of the final statistics as we wait for,
all right,
not sure who will come up tonight, but somebody will be on their way shortly, so let's take a look at the numbers, Jim.
Field goal percentage, pretty tough to shoot 54% and lose, but we managed to do it. 7 of 10 in the fourth quarter, ended the game 22 out of 41 from the field. United Township just 19 of 48. They were 39% on the night. And we even got the rebounding advantage in the second half. I showed it ended up being a tie on the boards at 27 apiece. We had 16 turnovers to their 13. But what's interesting, we had 16, four in every quarter. So we were consistent.
Huh.
Meanwhile, United Township really took great care of the ball in the first half, but then struggled big time in the second half, committing 10 turnovers that allowed the Silver Streaks to get back into it as Coach Mike Reynolds starting to make his way up here, Brad.
6 of 13 from three-point range for the Silver Streaks, but one of the other stats that hurts him tonight is only 2 of 7 from the free throw line. So we'll hear what the coach has to say about it here tonight. 53-52 the final as the Panthers celebrate on their own senior night. And let's go outside where Jim Lee is with the head coach now.
All right, well, Coach, if not the toughest loss of the year, certainly haven't had that many losses, to be right honest. And to lose it the way we did, seemed like we were doing things right down the stretch, holding for that final shot. But, you know, we don't make free throw, and they do. And a game like this, that makes all the difference, I guess.
Well, we had a four-point lead with 2 minutes to go with four guards on the floor, and we turned the ball over three times. So, you know, whether he makes a free throw or not, we have a four-point lead with 2 minutes to go trying to ice the game, and we had, you know, seniors turn the ball over. I think, as a matter of fact, it's four turnovers in the last 3 minutes. It just can't be good teams doing that. And we sure seemed like we melted down a little bit down the stretch, and frustrating because as poorly as we played in the first half at times, you know, we played really well in the second half and had a shot to win the game. And when you have a lead like that against a team like this, with their juniors out there and our senior, I mean, frustrating loss.
In the second half, we obviously were able to get some foul calls against United Township that we weren't able to get in the first half. It had to make a big difference, I know, especially when they had to take Overton and Johnson out of the game for a while.
Well, I mean, the game's physical. Last week, they let people hammer and foul the guards. This week, you couldn't touch anybody. So, I mean, it's hard to figure out, but I thought we adjusted well in the second half and drove the ball at them, and we're able to get some fouls. I mean, it's a physical game. It is what it is, you know, but they'll have those. I mean, we had a lot of guys with three fouls. We just had to go for it, you know, and it's just frustrating.
Yeah. Every game is different. Brad and I were just talking, looking at some of the individual stats. This night, Chad Thompson, who had 40 on Saturday, only took 8 shots in this ball game and really didn't see much out of him offensively in the second half. Was that a matter of matchups, or how does that work out?
Oh, I think, you know, just taking what they give you. I mean, people aren't just going to allow, you know, Blue Island allows Chad to stand on there and shoot layups. I mean, nobody's going to do that. That's you know, the system they run, trying to trade threes for twos. I mean, you know, he's at 8 points. What's the average? 11 on the season, you know, in the league. So, I mean, you know, he's right there on his points. And if he took 8 shots, you know, he's probably not going to be happy to only have 8 points.
Defensively, you did turn up the pressure in the second half. You went some half-court trap, then went full, and you were creating turnovers. East Moline had 10 of them in that the second half. It really seemed to get them flustered and out of their offense.
Yeah, the frustrating part is, you know, we didn't capitalize on a lot of those. You know, they had some dead ball turnovers, which didn't let us have runouts, and frustrating. I mean, this game's won and lost in the end of 3 minutes when you have a four-point lead, and you have to win the game. And we've got the type of team to win those games, and we call it ice in the game. You know, we went to our spread offense, and this isn't going to be the last game that's decided in the last 3 minutes. We're probably the next, you know, three of the season, and then, you know, you get to Richwoods in the regional. So, I mean, you know, we've got to man up a little sooner in the game, to be real honest with you. And we got a competitive group, and you know, it's frustrating. You know, it's, you know, you're kind of happy and you're kind of frustrated. You know, you're happy you're good enough that a team would think, or a crowd would think about charging the court, a court on you. And they certainly wouldn't have done that 2 years ago. But we're upset that they're charging the court, you know, because we think we're good enough to win that game. And for some reason, we couldn't get it done.
Heppner, of course, they went to him with the ball in the final possession. That was no surprise. It's easier to say than to do to deny him the ball. He's strong enough inside.
Well, he had two guys on him. He was able to muscle through and you know, work his way down there. And he's a good player. And we did a nice job of down and you know we got a little antsy on our drawn up play. We had, you know, BT coming off another screen and Chad too, but you know we took the first option and it was an okay option, but we'd like to see get something closer to the hoop.
Well, it'll be one of those nights you look back and say if this and if that, but close game, somebody has to come out on top. Unfortunately, it wasn't us tonight, and unfortunately don't have a game to redeem ottselves tomorrow night, so we'll see what we can do with Ottawa coming back to our place next week.
Well, I mean, we've lost 2 out of 3 games. We need to refocus and get ourselves sharing the ball and playing the way we are capable of for 32 minutes. Not for, you know, I think we outplayed them for 24 minutes. It's that 8-minute stretch there in the second quarter where, you know, we just couldn't seem to get our sorts about us. And, you know, we'll be better, but it's a frustrating loss for sure.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
As always, our thanks to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds for joining us in the postgame. We'll take a break here. When we come back, the rest of the final team stats, the individual scoring numbers, and we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall tonight 53-52. Back with more from the Panther Den at United Township after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's now easier to get to the most in-demand destinations with the improved Gold Express line. Gold Express now serves downtown, Knox College, Sandberg Mall, and Walmart every 30 minutes. Gold Express leaves downtown at 15 after and 15 till the hour from the Main and Kellogg Transfer Point. Flag it down at any intersection along its route. And the price? Well, it hasn't changed a bit. When was the last time someone gave you better service without raising the rate? Ride the improved Gold Express line.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Glenn Beck is now on WGIL. Catch Glenn weekdays at 9 after the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At the Panther Den at United Township High School, where the Silver Streaks fall tonight 53-52. They are 22-5 on the season. We were running through some of those final numbers. Mentioned the Streaks were 6 of 13. Point ranked at only 2 of 7 from the free throw line, and that's real uncharacteristic for this ball club. Did we go through the Panthers' final stats?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. UT was 5 of 13 from 3-point range and 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Leading the way, Nick Hefner for the Panthers with 21. Damon Overton finished with 10 tonight. Mitch Wright had 6. DJ McDowell and Nick Jansen with 5. Adrian Moreno and Tavian Johnson had 3 for the Panthers. The Silver Streaks were led once again by Brandon Thompson with 17 tonight. Aslan Butler off the bench in double figures with 10. Chad Thompson just missed double figures with 9 tonight. Ryan McElmurray with 6. Alton Davis and Garrett Williams each with 5. Tremaine Carson played briefly for the Silver Streaks but did not score. As Galesburg drops it tonight 53-52. They are 4-4 in the Western Big Six Conference, 22-5 overall. The Panthers are 5-3 in the conference, 15-10 overall. Galesburg sophomores winners tonight 71-46. Take a final break here on WGIL. When we come back, we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 53-52 the final tonight as the Panthers win it. We'll wrap things up here on WGIL and WGIL.com after this final timeout.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Angie Benson for WGIL. The Ryo Fire Department will hold their annual Pancake and Sausage Supper on the 26th from 4:30 to 7 at the Ryo Fire Station. Your free will donation gets you all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage, coffee, and juice. For more details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
53-52, the Streaks fall tonight on the road at the United Township Panther Den, and crunch time player of the game is difficult because there was no crunch time play for the Silver Streaks tonight, Jim. We were identifying some possibilities. I threw some ideas out to you. Garrett Williams hits a three at the end of three to tie the game, then gets the first basket of the fourth to put the Streaks on top for the first time since the first quarter. Aslan Butler had some big plays in the second half to rally the Streaks back from that 10-point deficit. Brandon Thompson had a couple of nice plays inside the lane in the fourth quarter, but when he came right down to it, when the Streaks needed a crunch time play tonight, they got none. So,
yeah, that's what Mike Reynolds was saying. All these seniors on the floor, and yet nobody really stood up, and it didn't seem to me like anybody really wanted the ball down the stretch at times. So, it's a tough one to pick.
Do you have any candidate plays other than the ones I mentioned? Am I missing anything?
Really particular plays. I guess, I don't know. I felt like Brandon Thompson, if he hadn't have shown up offensively, we would have been so far out of it in the first half. We'd have never had a chance to catch up.
True.
And I thought that, you know, that he helped. He really helped with a couple of forced turnovers to maybe spark things in the third quarter. So I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards an overall game here tonight, and I think, you know, maybe Brandon Thompson, the guy you got to go with, because he probably contributed the most, certainly on the offensive end, and didn't really have any big gaffes at the end of the game. But again, you'd probably like to see him have the ball in his hands a little more, maybe in the final 2 minutes.
Okay, I can go with that. I'd got my tunnel vision going there for crunch time and really hadn't looked back to the first half. But you're right. At the half, he had 12 of the Streaks 19 points, and early on had, 10 of their first 12 points when nobody else was really getting much done. So you're right. Had it not been for that, we wouldn't have been in a position to have a crunch time player of the game at the end. And he did some nice things in the fourth quarter that we already talked about. So maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah, we'll just go with the overall game tonight, I guess.
I'd go along with that as well. So Brandon Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. This one's got to settle in and soak and really fester for a while now for the Silver Streaks, as they have one game next week as well, but that's not until Friday night when the Alleman Pioneers come to town, and the Streaks will look to enact some frustration and some revenge on the Pioneers, who, barring what they do against the Quincy Blue Devils tonight, which is at Don Morris Gymnasium, trying to break that long Western Big Six Conference losing streak of their own. Silver Streaks have their own senior night coming up next Friday night, and that's when they'll have to try to get even. So, Jim, as always, a pleasure. We didn't even talk about sectional seedings tonight, but I guess we can talk more about that next week, because Streaks will have some work to do before they start battling Richwoods and even think about a possibility of a Notre Dame game coming up in the sectional.
Yeah, you know, that'll be a Wednesday night game there in the first week of March, and Mike Reynolds alluded to the fact that Richwoods is down the line. But first things first, we got an Alleman team that gave us a tussle up until Brandon Thompson took over that game a few weeks ago in Pioneerland. They're coming to our place on Friday, and then what I'm sure will be a very tough win to get at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline on the final week of the season, and prior to that, an even tougher one.
I was going to say, yeah.
I wanted to kind of overlook the fact we play the number one team in the state on their home court that last week on a Tuesday night.
Undefeated, yep. Number one team in the state. So in the meantime, we'll get ready for Alleman next Friday night. For Nick Devlin, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks fall tonight, 53-52. Good night from United Township High School in East Moline.